The U.S. housing market may be in the doldrums, but things are still sunny in Australia, especially on the country's Gold Coast, a popular tourist destination in Queensland. Real estate prices there are booming, thanks in part to lots of foreign buyers. Russians in particular are snapping up properties in record numbers. Reporter Phil Mercer visited the Gold Coast and sent us this report.
The Gold Coast. Sun, sand, sea, and non-stop excitement.
Australia's Gold Coast is a glitzy strip of high-rise apartment blocks, sandy beaches, and tranquil inland waterways. It's a popular resort, and these days it's attracting a lot of very wealthy Russians. Last year they poured $34 million into the real estate market here, a threefold increase on the previous year. Paul Barrett is with the local property company DTZ Australia. He says what has the Gold Coast buzzing is the spectacular rise in their purchasing power.
We've seen a significant increase in the amount of Russian money coming into the Gold Coast, in particular in property. And buyers, offshore buyers, know that they're buying into a politically stable marketplace, and that's attractive. And you combine that with the lifestyle benefits of southeast Queensland, which has good mild temperatures all year round.
Moscow-born real estate agent Elena Shakarova moved to the Gold Coast last year. She says many of her clients are Russians looking to secure their place in the sun.
Most of them looking for waterfront homes, new penthouses, luxury apartments. And some of them just, you know, looking to buy a block of land in a real good position so they can build a house that they really want.
Is it a good investment if you were to buy?
It's definitely a good investment, you know, so you will never lose in the Gold Coast.
But some here have serious reservations about this Russian invasion.
Well, across the road from me, directly across, we've got Chinese. Next door we've got Koreans. Next door to them we've got Germans. Across the road we've got Russian. The other side is New Zealanders. So it's not a bad mix, is it?
Tony White is the president of the Gold Coast North Chamber of Commerce. He's lived here for 30 years and has seen the region's transformation from a coastal backwater to a multicultural hub. White says he's worried about the Russians' possible links to organised crime.
The Russians are really starting to take over, especially in the property market. They're buying all the big multi-million dollar houses on the waterfronts, and you wonder where they get the money from. But
and where do you think they get the money from?
Well, I don't think I would trust them, put it that way. I think there's a lot of Russian mafia around, you know, into the drug scenes and things like that.
Australian police suspect Russian involvement in credit card and internet scams on the Gold Coast, and that money is being laundered through real estate deals. But despite these suspicions, no charges have been laid. Associate Professor Stephen Fortescue from the University of New South Wales believes it's unfair to question the integrity of all Russians.
There are lots of people in Russia that neither you nor I would have ever heard of that have made quite a lot of money. They won't necessarily be in resources. A lot of money to be made in retail and wholesale trading of different sorts in Russia. You know, they might not be in the billionaire class, but they've got enough money to buy some real estate abroad. But look, you don't get the impression of sort of the barbarians at the gate.
Analysts are predicting that even more Russian money will be pumped into Australia. Thanks to its booming mineral sector, the country has been largely insulated from the global credit crunch and is likely to remain an attractive haven for international investors. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer on Queensland's Gold Coast.